Blog Talk Radio.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thine will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the glory, and the power, both now and forever. And our soul says, amen, amen, and amen. We will bless the Lord at all times, and his praise shall continually be in our mouths. Top of the morning to you, and welcome back to the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministries, mentoring kingdom leadership, where Jesus Christ is the King and Jesus Christ is the Lord. As we rejoice in this another day that the Lord God, he has made, from the rising of the sun to the going down of the same, our Lord's name is great, and our Lord's name is greatly to be praised. Oh, taste and see that the Lord God, he is good. Blessed be the name of the living God. I am Apostle Dr. Alfreda, and I bring you greetings from the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministries. We want to welcome all of our first-time listeners around the globe. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you for being here. Thank you for stopping by. Thank you for stopping by on time. Amen. We greet you. We invite you to have a seat at the table. Why? Because man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. And inasmuch as there is no time and no distance in the spirit, amen, you have indeed come to the right place at the right time. Not because I'm here, glory be to God, but because Jesus is here. Yes, he is. Jesus is Lord. Amen. So enjoy the services. Amen. We want you to know that we meet on this platform for 7 days a week. We are here, believe it or not. 7 days a week. Amen. And we are celebrating, we close to 15 years. We close to 15 years. Past 13. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. God is good all the time. And all the time, the Lord God, he is good. Amen and amen. We pray that all of our lovely ministry partners, amen, everybody's doing good. Amen, hallelujah, doing good. Woke up this morning with your mind on Jesus. Amen, hallelujah. Well, guess what? If you're hearing, amen, the sound of my voice, if you're listening in today, that you're doing good. Why? Because every day above ground is a good, good, good day. Amen. And as Les Brown would say, amen, he said, Alfreda, amen, if you don't think so, amen, try missing one. Amen. So it's a good day, beloved. Amen. Hallelujah. No matter what you're going through, guess what? It could be worse. You better believe it could be worse. Amen. But guess what? Amen. It's going to be better. Hallelujah. Turn around and tell your neighbor, it's gonna be better because it's better already. Amen. I want to turn your attention, amen, to where we left off on yesterday, coming out of the book of Ephesians, chapter number 6. Ephesians, chapter number 6, and I'm going to begin reading in verse number 10. And this is the reading of the Lord, and it reads, finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this age, against spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenly places. Therefore, take up the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. Stand therefore, having girded your waist with truth, having put on the breastplate of righteousness, and having shod your feet with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, taking the shield of faith with which you will be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked one. And take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, being watchful to this end with all perseverance and supplication for all saints. Amen and amen. And this is the blessed word of God. Amen for the blessed people of God. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Glory be to God today, beloved. Amen. Hallelujah. I'm going to give you the title at the end. At the end of the teaching, I'll give you the title. Amen. Because in the meantime, I want you to form your own. Amen. And we bless be the name of the living God. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you that the words of our mouth and the meditation of our hearts are acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our redeemer. Beloved, amen. We see from that portion of scripture, whoo, we shall. You know, sometimes you see somebody and they look so nice, you know, and you might say, oh, brother, you sharp. Oh, my God. They dress to kill. Oh, they sharp. She is sharp. Amen. Glory be to God. And guess what? That's the way God dressed us. Boy, glory be to God. When we look at that spiritual armor and how God laid that thing out. Amen, hallelujah, press them wrinkles out, got us shining in that armor, my God, we are dressed to kill, hallelujah, that is, hallelujah, our wardrobe, our permanent wardrobe, we don't need but one, glory be to God, hallelujah. I know when I was growing up, glory be to God, we had little teeny closets in our house. Some of y'all know what I'm talking about. Amen. You might have little teeny, you still have those little teeny closets. That was sufficient because we didn't have much clothes. Amen. Look, we knew how to work those 2 and 3 outfits, mixing and matching. Amen. One skirt and 3 blouses. Hey, that's 4 outfits right there. Hey, glory be to God. We made that thing work. Didn't we? Amen. Glory be to God. Nowadays, amen, we got so much in our closets. The truth be told, we should be shaming ourselves because we know we should be giving some of that stuff away like yesterday. All right? But God only gave us one outfit. Ah, my God, my God. Hallelujah. He's not switching up the helmets. Amen. Switching up the breastplates. Just one outfit. Hallelujah. And it is sufficient. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah. But beloved, amen, look, the reason that we need our spiritual armor, number one, is because God gave it to us. See, God say, look, yes, you can do all things through Christ, okay? Yes, God is with you. Yes, you're going to win, all right? God already shows us the end, all right? He already gives us the promise, okay? But it's something we have to do. We have to participate in our own rescue. It's something we have to do. Faith without works is dead. You just don't sit back and say, God got this. Oh, really? Guess what? If the Israelites hadn't got off, amen, their butts and followed Moses, amen, they would never cross the Red Sea. No, God going to take us into the promised land. Yeah, he going to take you into the promised land because he promised to take you into the promised land. But you got to do something. You got to walk, amen, hallelujah, to the brim of the waters. Come on, somebody. Ah, my God, my God, my God. Hallelujah. So what is our part? Our part is to make sure that we address, hallelujah, in our spiritual armor because it is needed. Let me tell you something, beloved, as the scripture, amen, and this same scripture here, and I want to encourage you to just read the whole chapter, amen, glory be to God, and meditate on that spiritual armor. Then before it,
it details the spiritual armor. Amen. It tells us why we need it. Another reason why we need it. Why? Because we're not wrestling against flesh and blood. This not no ordinary fight. It ain't no ordinary fight. It ain't no natural fight. It ain't no fair fight. Because guess what? Since the devil coming in to kill, because the devil is a killer, he cometh to steal, to kill, and to destroy. Since the devil is a killer, God said, well, guess what? I'm going to dress you like a killer. I'm going to dress you to kill. Well, we are on the defensive and the defensive. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. Beloved, another reason that you need your spiritual armor, glory be to God, because as you grow in your spiritual walk, see, and I, look, if you've been following this ministry, I know you're growing. The ministry partners, amen, they are growing while we hear it in their conversation. We see it, amen, in their manifestations, amen. The ministry is growing. The pastor is growing. So you got to grow, amen, if you with this ministry. But this, let me tell you something, this right here. As you grow in your spiritual walk, you need to know that attacks on your life will begin to escalate. I didn't say maybe. I said they will escalate. Huh? Oh, yeah. The devil just ain't going to sit back, amen, glory be to God. He ain't going to sit back, amen, and just let it happen. But the good news is that your new growth and your knowledge of God's word will help you come through each attack as a victor. Beloved, the adversary doesn't want you to grow. Spiritual growth in your life equals real trouble for him and for his dark kingdom. He would much prefer that you remain a child, huh? In your spiritual life, immature in your spiritual life. Why? Because if you're immature in your spiritual life, then you can't do no serious damage in his kingdom. He said, that ain't no threat. He said, that's all right. That's just all right. As a matter of fact, the devil, he ain't even paying you much attention. He's sending the baby demons after you. See? But when you get to the point where the baby demons can't handle you no more, when you get to the point where he got to send grandpa demons, oh, you a real threat. You're a real threat in his kingdom. See, Satan is well aware that your growth in the knowledge of God's word and in the power of the Holy Spirit poses a grave threat domain. He will therefore attempt to make a strike against you. I ain't talking about no regular strike. Okay, glory be to God. Glory be to God. I watched the movie over the weekend. I rented the movie Cinderella Man. It was sort of suggested that I watch the movie for my class that I'm in. Amen. Working towards my ICF certification. Amen. As becoming a life coach. Amen. And they recommended that I watch that movie. Glory be to God. Let me tell you something. When Brad Ox, amen, got in the ring with Max Bear, glory be to God. Let me tell you, they said Max killed two men in the ring, in the boxing ring. That's why his wife was begging him, baby, please don't go in. She didn't want her husband to die. This boy was bad. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. When he struck you, when he struck you, you were struck. Well, guess what? That's how the devil want to come at you. Or the devil just don't want to just push you, you know, like they do in kindergarten. No. But he want to knock you out in the ring. He want to TKO. Sting like a butterfly, fly like a bee. How y'all know the saying, glory be to God, hallelujah. Huh? Glory be to God. So what? He wants to strike against you to slow down your growth. He wants to steal your testimony. He wants to get you in fear. He don't want you to try. You was bold enough to try it that time, so he don't want you to try it no more. So I'm going to cause something to happen. I'm going to make sure you don't try that one no more. Are you trying to go up? You trying to do better? Huh? You trying to do different? Really? Uh-huh. Well, guess what? Take this. See, all that is an attempt, amen, to come against your faith amen, and your trust in God. See, because you're growing up now. Y'all know how they do in high school. You're halfway scared to send your children to high school. Why? Because of the bullying that's going on, peer pressure that's going on. That's all part of growth, beloved. We all went through it. Some people survive, some people don't. Well, the devil, amen, does not intend for you to survive it. See? So, beloved, listen to me. Listen to me. Listen to me. Listen to me. Do not be surprised by each attack. That did not we say on yesterday that the devil walks to and fro, seeking whom he may devour? He looking. He looking for trouble. See, some people looking for trouble. When the devil come up, he ain't looking to make no peace. He ain't looking to give you no kisses, no love. Amen. He looking for trouble. See, glory be. And this is why Brother Paul tells us in 1 Corinthians chapter number 10, verse number 13, he says, there have no temptation taken you but such that is common to man. See? In regard to these attacks from the devil, beloved, Peter tells us in 1 Peter chapter number 5, verse number 9, he says, whom resist steadfast in the faith, knowing that the same afflictions are accomplished in your brethren that are in the world. The devil may try to coax your flesh, beloved, and your emotions into believing that no one has ever suffered like you are suffering. No one don't know what I'm going through. Nobody know the pain I'm going through. Ain't nobody know the devastation I'm going through, the loneliness I'm going through. See, that's what he wants you to think, that you in a class all by yourself. You isolated. There nobody else knows. Glory be to God. See, but the scripture just told us, amen, the devil a liar. It's a whole bunch of people that know what you're going through. And guess what? You might not know what they're going through because they got it worse than you. Glory be to God. Huh? You think that pain, that little arthritis in your pain, in your leg is bad, amen, until you look at your brother who don't have no leg. He may whisper to your mind that no one else has ever gone through the difficulties that you are going through right now. Ooh, that rascal, he's a rascal. Amen. But beloved, you need to realize that this is a trick to make you fix your eyes on yourself. He don't want you looking up towards the hills. See? He don't want you looking at your brother to have a little empathy or sympathy for them so you could pray for now. He wants you looking at yourself, see, feeling sorry for yourself. Why? Taking your eyes off Jesus. Baby, when you take your eyes off Jesus, you lose. If you allow this devilish strategy to work in your life, beloved, it would ultimately lure you into a maze of self-centeredness. Everything in life revolves around you. Everything in life revolves around your problems, your difficulties, your fears, and so on. Me, I. That's what got the devil evicted out of heaven. The I syndrome. I. The Lord said, oh, really? When the devil was throwing around all those eyes, amen, hallelujah, God said, yeah, well, I am. Woo! My God, sookie. I am the Alpha, and I am the Omega. So, beloved, we have to be assured that as you grow and your understanding of God's word begins to increase, you will probably have many opportunities to use your faith and to resist the devil. See? Beloved, how many times have you heard people say, and you might have said it yourself, I had no financial woes until I started believing what the word of God had to say about tithes and offerings. I never had no money with problems until I started to give. Everything was fine financially until I started acting on the word of God. When I started to give my tithes and offerings, everything seemed to fall apart. Start getting shut off notices. Huh? Yeah, baby, that's a trick of the devil. Huh? That's how the devil works. Because the truth of the matter is you can't afford not to give. See? Glory be to God. How many times, beloved, have you heard people say, glory be to God, I didn't have any health problems. I had a clean bill of health. Everything was fine. Huh? Glory be to God. Until I got revelation that Jesus bore all my sicknesses. After I started believing and confessing that healing was in the atonement, it seemed like I was hit with all type of sicknesses. Started to believe God for was the thing I was attacked with. Ah, glory be to God. That's how the devil works, beloved. Oh, yeah. Hallelujah. We are not ignorant of his devices. This boy is slick. He's shrewd. Oh, hey, and he a snake. He a snake. He was a snake from the beginning. He's still a snake. But, beloved, these are all attempts of the adversary to drive you back from the land of promise. He does not want you to obey God's word and experience blessing. This is exactly why we read in Hebrews chapter number 10, verse number 32, Hebrews 10 and 32. Glory be to God. It says, but call to remembrance the former days in which after ye were illuminated, ye endured a great fight of affliction. Let me read that again. But call to remembrance the former days in which after ye were illuminated, ye endured a great fight of affliction. The fight didn't come until your eyes came open. Ah, the affliction didn't begin until your eyes came open. Ah, until you saw it in God's word. Hallelujah. You was fine. You was fine. Glory be to God. See, because this is why you need your spiritual armor. See, because you're growing up now. You're a big man now. You're a big woman now. Huh? You're a threat now. They said, oh, Jake said, oh, really? Oh, really, huh? Oh, really? A fight, beloved, nearly always follows illumination. When you have received revelation concerning some area of the word of God, the enemy comes to attack almost immediately. The sower and the seed, remember that teaching? Huh? The soil, the sower, the seed, the bird cometh. Huh? The bird represents the enemy. He coming immediately. Why? Because he's trying to steal the word that you have just embraced. Glory be to God. Satan wants you. He wants to make you doubt the word of God so that you are unable to confidently stand on it by faith. Beloved, hear me well. That's why it's so important that you realize that an attack against your finances is not unique. An assault against your body is not unusual. A strike against our ministry is not odd. Glory be to God. That's just how the enemy works. That's just how the enemy works. Huh? Enemy tell, where you think you're going to get money from a university? You got to be kidding. For a real university, you better have a Bible study. Woo, my God, sookie, hallelujah. Satan comes to challenge you, beloved, when you are gaining new ground. He waits until growth has begun. Then he strikes with an unrelenting force to shove you back into spiritual despair. He wants you at the bottom of the food chain. Hopeless. Huh? Shifting your focus from here to there and everywhere. He wants you to retreat and back off from the front lines of the battle. He don't want you in the front lines. My God, but God didn't call no coward soldiers. By knowing ahead of time, beloved, how the enemy works, you will be mentally prepared to deal with such challenges. This is why you need your armor. Your knowledge of how and when Satan attacks will equip you to deal with these assaults more intelligently, because you know he's coming. Beloved, this is why Brother James tells us in James chapter 1, verse number 2, he said, my brethren, count it all joy when you fall into diverse temptations. Now, notice now, I'm going to read that again. Now, notice what he said and what James didn't say. He says, count it all joy when ye fall into divers temptations. He didn't say if you fall into temptations. He says when. Nobody's exempt from trouble, baby. Somebody say trouble cometh. Huh? Glory be to God. But when the enemy comes in, amen, comma, like a flood, God lifts up a standard. That word when, beloved, tells us that these attacks will come. They cometh. These attacks normally come when you least expect. So you can't lay back. Oh, you can't let your guard down. Oh, everything good. You know, everything quiet. Okay. You ain't praying no more. You're not fellowshipping no more. You know, and you just, you know, separated yourself. Oh, everything good. The bills paid. Doctor said this. Chilled. Oh, when you least expect, that's when he coming. The Bible says if the homeowner knew when the thief was coming, he would have been ready for the thief. He would have been standing there right by the door. Amen. Hallelujah. With a shotgun. The devil always coming when you least suspect. He ain't giving you no announcement. He ain't sending you no email telling you where I'll be by 2 o'clock tomorrow. Oh, no, he ain't working like that. See, because he always trying to copy God. See, because we don't know when Jesus coming back. So she said, you don't know when Jesus is coming back. Well, guess what? You don't know when I'm attacked, but I'm looking for an opportunity to get to you. Beloved, they usually come from a direction you would have never dreamed of in a million years. You never thought Satan would try to come that way. Oh, not through this person, not through this situation. Yep, that's how he moved. When you least suspect it, here he is. They are specifically designed to catch you off guard and to take you by surprise. Beloved, from time to time, everyone comes under some type of assault. Regardless of whether the enemy attack originates in the natural realm or in the spiritual realm, the important thing for you to know is how to respond when an attack commences against your life. You need to know how to respond. So Jesus warns us, beloved, of this. Look how good God is. He warns us. He'll let us know what we need to do. See? In order to inspire, beloved, fear that we don't fear and we expel fear. Glory be to God. So Jesus forewarns us of this reality. It is a reality, so that when these attacks do come, beloved, we will not be shocked, and we will not be taken off guard, and we will not be thrown into a state of confusion and discouragement. Matter of fact, you tell the devil, yeah, I was expecting you. Yeah, oh, you hear? You hear? Okay. I was just, why, beloved? Because the Bible tells us that we are to anticipate such attacks. The devil does not want you to make spiritual progress in your life. And he will try to stop you dead in your tracks, beloved. Oh, I wish I had time. I wish I had time to share some of the spiritual warfare Amen. I'm going to have to put it in a book. Some of the spiritual warfare. Amen. The devil trying to stop. Devil does say, what? You got a ministry, what? Raising up a nation of radical and successful believers. You got to be kidding. You better be blessed. You got three, got a healthy family and raising up them girls that be strong entrepreneurs and God-fearing. Well, you trying to raise up a nation? You doing what? You trying to start a Bible school? A Bible university? You got to be kidding, sister. Sit your butt down. Huh? Oh, yeah, he pushed me down a couple of times, too. I ain't lying. I'm going to tell the truth. He did push me down. But I got up again. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Beloved, let me tell you something. If nothing else, these attacks prove. Let me tell you something, the good news about being under spiritual attack. See? Because they prove that you're making headway in your spiritual life. When you're under spiritual attack, beloved, it proves that you are becoming a threat to the security of the kingdom of darkness. Because otherwise, these unseen enemies would leave you alone. Satan wouldn't be messing with you if you wasn't no threat. That's why the Bible says rejoice. And again, I say rejoice. He said, count it all joy when you fall into divers temptation. Get out that corner crying and come out swinging. Hey, baby, 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 fight the good fight of faith. Hallelujah. Sing. So, beloved, a large portion of our spiritual warfare. And I want to do this as our groundwork for our, as we break the armor down, because we're just going to touch on one piece here. But you got to write this in your notebooks. A large portion of spiritual warfare is mental preparation. Ah, here we go, here we go. Mental preparation. If you are mentally prepared and alert to the way the enemy operates, beloved. You got to wake up. You got to wake up. And to the potential of attack, you have already eliminated half the battle. Half the battle was won. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. So, it breaks down our warfare. It breaks down the armor. 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 Glory be to God. Ephesians 6. For the next few minutes, beloved, I want to talk about the most important piece of our weapon. Well, they all important. Yeah, they all important. But let's talk about the most important one. If I would take a survey right now, and I'm going to pause for about 5 seconds. And I'm going to ask you, out of our armor, the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the belt of truth, the shoes, the sword, the shield, which one is the most important one? That's a test. I'm going to give you 5 seconds to think about it if you don't already know. All right, time up. How many of you said the belt? Guess what, you're right. The belt, the belt, the belt, the belt, the belt. Amen, glory be to God, hallelujah. He tells us here, glory be to God, hallelujah. He says in verse number 14, stand therefore, having girded your waist with truth. It's the first piece of armor that is mentioned. Why? Because it's the most important. For most of you, you would say the belt seems to be just an insignificant little thing. It's just a, you know, little belt, a little half an inch, you know what I mean? The belt. You know, people don't be paying attention to the belt. No, nobody pays attention to the belt until you take the belt off. When you take that belt off, beloved, then you discover how important that belt really is. When you take that belt off, now your pants falling down. Huh? Not only is your pants falling down, your shirt, amen, is now untucked. See? And beloved, if you done lost your pants and lost your shirt, glory be to God, you look a mess. Why? Because you took the belt off. It's easy to fall apart, beloved, when you don't have your belt on. You'll spend most of your time trying to keep your pants pulled up. And some of our young men need to put a doggone belt on. Amen. Why? Because they're having a hard time keeping the pants up. Got their new underwear showing and all the butt hanging out. And we know where that came from. Glory be to God. You won't feel very confident. And you certainly won't want to make any fast moves. You can't move too fast whilst you don't have a belt on. That is precisely, beloved, what the loin belt for the Roman soldiers did. It held all the pieces of the armor together. He might be wearing all this great weaponry. And I mean, beloved, amen, I really wish we could have a visual right now to show you, amen, what the Roman soldiers' armor looked like. It was beautiful. It was beautiful. But if his loin belt was not in place, everything would fall apart. Thus, beloved, it was said that the loin belt was the most vital part of all the weaponry the Roman soldier wore. For example, the Roman soldier's shield was attached to the loin belt. And if the soldier had no loin belt, he had no resting place for that massive shield. And it was a big shield. That shield would cover their whole body. But it was attached to the loin belt. If he had no loin belt, he had no place to hang his sword. If there was no loin belt, there was nothing for his lance to rest upon. If he didn't have a loin belt, there was nothing to keep his breastplate from flapping in the wind. The loin belt held all together. We are held together by the belt of truth. Come on, somebody, somebody. The soldier's armor would have literally fallen apart piece by piece if he had not put that loin belt in place around his waist. That's why the loin belt was so vital to the Roman soldier, beloved. Without it, he had absolutely no confidence in fighting. Huh? Glory be to God. Does not God want us to have confidence and be fully persuaded? But with that loin belt and that loin belt in place, huh, fitting the way it's supposed to be fitting, he was assured that all the pieces of his equipment would stay in place so he could move quickly and fight like he was going to win. That's why Brother Paul says, stand therefore having your loins gird about with truth. Ah, come on, somebody. God is a spirit, and we who worship him must worship him in spirit and truth. Glory be to God. Truth, the belt of truth. Come on, get truth in your hearts. Come on, God's word is truth. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. The majority of your spiritual armor is invisible. For instance, beloved, you can't physically see the breastplate of righteousness. You can't physically see your shoes of peace, your shields of faith. You can't visibly see your helmet of salvation. You can't visibly see the sword of the Spirit. You can't visibly see your lance of intercession. These are all invisible weapons. It's only one piece of our armor that we can see. Only one. Beloved, the loin belt of truth. That's the only part of our spiritual armor that is visible to the sight. Because the loin belt of truth is the written word of God. This is the only spiritual weapon, beloved, that has taken on a physical form, a natural form, and has passed tangibly from the spirit realm into our hands. The belt of truth is the most important piece of weaponry that we possess. The word, and nothing but the word. Nothing else, nothing different, nothing less, nothing more. That eternal word, the word of God that will never return unto him void, but will always accomplish absolutely everything that it has been sent out to do. Amen. In the beginning was the word, and the word was with God, and the word was God. Come on, glory. Let me tell you something. Glory be to God. If you don't have the word, you don't have nothing. Glory be to God. Beloved, if you saw a Roman soldier, you will begin the, glory be to God. If you saw a Roman soldier and they said, oh, look at him. He looks fine. What he look like, Pastor? And you start describing, oh, yeah, and let me tell you about the shield. You definitely ain't going to be talking about nobody's belt. Oh, did you see the crocodile shoes? Oh, did you see, amen, that Armani suit? Oh, did you see this? Did you see? Ain't nobody talking about the belt. Oh, glory be to God. Hallelujah. Oh, that helmet. Oh, you wait till we get to the helmets later this week. Boy, them helmets were something with the fancy feathers on the top. Boy, let me tell you something. They was decked. Lord, nobody's talking about the belt. Glory be to God, hallelujah. Nobody's talking about the most important piece. Ah, my God, hallelujah, glory be to God. Oh, yeah, he was shot. Oh, yeah, yeah, by the way, yeah, that was a nice belt he had on. We want to say the belt for last, baby. The belt should have been first. Hallelujah. Beloved, this, hallelujah, was not the Holy Spirit's approach when he inspired Paul to write about our spiritual armor. The Holy Spirit went straight to the middle of the soldier and began describing the armor of God by mentioning the soldier's belt. He said, let me start with the most important thing. Let's put first things first. Glory be to God. God is making a point right here as we close on this morning. He's saying that the piece of armor that is in the middle of the man is the most important weapon to the man. Wow. The piece of armor that is in the middle of the man is the most important weapon to the man. Because if you take off that weapon, the man will fall apart. If you remove the truth of God's word, you're going to fall apart. Only what we do for Christ shall last. What shall it profit a man to gain the whole wide world and lose his soul? Or what shall a man give in exchange for his soul? If you remove Christ from him, you are left with nothing. Oh, glory be to God. Hallelujah. Everything going to fall apart. Why? Because you don't have the truth. You don't have a belt on, baby. What you expect? My life falling apart. Where's your belt? My finances falling apart. Where's your belt? My marriage falling apart. Where's your belt? My mind is falling apart. Where's your belt? Put that belt on and let's get a grip and start holding stuff together. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Bone to bone, glory be to God, hallelujah. Ankle bone to the knee bone, to the thigh bone, to the hip bone, to the back bone, to the shoulder bone. Can these bones live? Yes, they can, on the word of God. Because, hallelujah, what is impossible with man is possible with God. Can't hold nothing together trying to do things your own way. You can't hold nothing together running after other gods with a small g. You can't hold everything together, amen, wanting to put God on the sideline until you get back to him. You can't hold nothing together in your own intellect, in education, and intelligence. Nothing can be done without God. Without him, we can do absolutely nothing. Put your belt on and get your life together. Yeah, she's sharp. She's sharp. He's sharp. Yeah, he's sharp, but he ain't got no belt on. Glory be to God. Faith, hope, love, these three. The greatest of these is love. God is love. Put your belt on, baby. Stop trying to be cute. I don't care what Oprah said. I don't care what Jake said. I don't care what, no, what did Jesus say? Put your belt on and get your life together. Trying to go somewhere without your belt, got your pants falling down. Shame on you. Exposed. Your nakedness exposed. Embarrassed. Huh? Because your pants came down in front of the auditorium. You should have had your belt on. Glory be to God. Beloved, when you ignore the word of God, you cease to apply it to your life. When you cease to apply the word of God daily to your life, not just on Sundays, not just on holiday, not just when somebody looking. Day by day, the spirit is being renewed day by day. He told Joshua, meditate in this word day and night. And when we cease to apply it to our life on a daily basis, you want to read the word when you want to read the word, hear the word when you want to hear the word. After all, you've grown. It don't take all that. Oh, so you want to wear your belt when you want to wear your belt? Huh? Glory be to God. And your life falling apart and you want to blame it on God? God ain't got nothing to do with that. God said, pick up your belt. And put your belt on and pull your pants up, tuck your shirt in. We got someplace to go. You ain't going naked. Well, I'm going to dress you. the robe of righteousness. Huh? But that robe is not complete unless you got your belt on. Tell your neighbor, put your belt on, beloved. Because when you neglect your belt, you have willfully chosen to let your entire life come apart at the seams. The belt of truth. The belt of truth. The belt of truth. Belt, but God's belt is nothing but truth. Truth is one of God's names. Nothing but truth. That's why he said, no liar shall inherit the kingdom. Liar, liar, pants on fire. Oh, glory be to God. No liar going in. Because every time you tell a lie, you associate yourself with the devil. Because the Bible says the devil is a liar. There's no truth in him. Not only is the devil a liar, he the father of lies. Every time you tell a lie, you associate with the devil. Now, who's your daddy? Is it the devil or if it's the Lord? The devil represents a lie. God represents truth. His word is truth. Put your belt on. Tighten stuff up. Come on. Don't be scared. Don't be scared of the warfare you already win. The work of the cross cannot be undone. Don't be afraid to fight. Matter of fact, I'm encouraging you to fight a good fight of faith because you already win. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. But you ain't going to win butt naked. You ain't going to win dressed in your own clothes. Glory be to God. David told Saul when he was sending him out there to take a liar, David said, Saul, I can't go in your armor. He said, I'm going out here to take a liar down, but I can't wear your clothes. I got to wear my clothes. Come on, somebody. Put your clothes on. Hallelujah. Put your armor on. I'm finished. But you got to see, that's what you see this in verse 11. When we pick up here tomorrow, okay, he said, in verse 11, he said, verse 10 says, finally, my brother, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Verse 11 says, put on the whole armor of God. Well, I thought God going to dress me. You grown, come on, cut it out. Cut it out. You 22 years old, you still want your mama to dress you? I thought God was going to put it on. He said, no, you put it on. You put it on. You. He said, put on. Ah, glory be to God. Put your belt on, saints. Put your belt on. Faith cometh by hearing, hearing by the word of God. You need to be in the word every day. Some of you right now dread it because we're going to be in a three-day fast next week. Some of you already made up your mind you're not going to participate. Some of you good and ready. I know I am. Why? Because we love to eat. We love to eat. We was made to eat. Huh? Glory be to God. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. But beloved, amen, hallelujah, in anticipation of that, glory be to God, hallelujah, I forgot why I said that, amen, put on the word, okay, and this is what it's going to say, amen, we faith cometh by hearing, amen, so we hear the word, we read the word, amen, glory be to God, we digest the word, amen, God's word is more necessary than to God's word, which is spiritual food, is more necessary than our natural food. That's why Jesus said, man should not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. God's word. That's where the truth is. You want to know the truth? Go to the word. Go to the word. They say it's three sides to every situation. Okay. You got the wife's side. You got the husband's side. Amen. And then you got the third side, which is the truth. Well, that's a fact of life, beloved. Amen. Everybody got an opinion. Everybody got a situation. But you can go to the word of God and get the truth. Put your belt on. Amen. In Jesus' name. Tomorrow, amen, we're going to move to the second most important piece of our spiritual armor. You ready to get dressed? You ready to get dressed? Yeah, we dress to kill, baby. We dress to kill. Don't be afraid. Sometimes, amen, sometimes the Lord dressed me pretty good. I tell you, I say this and I make my boast in the Lord. Amen. I get dressed. I pray about it first. Ask God to show me what to wear. I look in the mirror. I say, God, Holy Spirit, you did a good job dressing me today. Amen. Looking okay, looking pretty sporty. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. And people see you. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. And want to be intimidated. Amen. By how you dress. Amen. Hallelujah. But let me tell you something. God got you shining. God got you shining. God got you shining. This is his wardrobe. He's the designer. Amen. This is his wardrobe. But you got to put it on if you want to win. Amen and amen. We'll pick up here tomorrow, Lord's willing. Father God, we thank you for the word of God as it has come forth on today. We thank you for that belt. Father God, the truth of the matter is some of us didn't count the belt to be important. We count the belt to be old-fashioned. People don't wear belts no more. Our belly too big for a belt. We got all type of excuses why we haven't been wearing that belt. Father God, hallelujah. But God, hallelujah, maybe that's why our life has been falling apart. It's time for us, amen, to grab that belt and put it on. Hallelujah. Make sure it fit. Hallelujah. Sometimes it's tight, but it's right. When we can't say hallelujah, amen, we just say out. So we're going to put that belt on and hold some stuff together. In Jesus' name, we thank you. And in Jesus' name, we pray. We want to invite you today, amen, to meet us at the altar of prayer where we'll be praying at 12 o'clock and at 9 o'clock. Call on in. Glory be to God. For those of you out there in radio land, internet land, amen, it's time for us to hear from some of you now. Come on, cut it out. You ain't all that busy. Eastern time, 12 o'clock, 9 o'clock. You can't stay the whole amen time. We normally go for about 45 minutes to an hour. Call in at the top of the hour. Give us your name. Give us your prayer request. If you can't stay the whole time, at least you know you got somebody praying for you. All right? If you're on the other side of the country, listening in Africa somewhere, where ain't no telling what time it is in Africa right now, send us an email at lifewordjesus@gmail.com. Give us your prayer request. Amen. Give us your name. Let us pray for you. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. And give your testimony about how you got saved, that you saved. Hallelujah. You got saved under this ministry, another ministry. Don't make no difference what ministry, as long as you're saved. Amen. If you're not saved, then get saved. Get saved. Because you can't put on that belt, hallelujah, until you're saved. Amen. Matter of fact, that belt is what'll save you. The truth, amen, of God's word. If you believe in your heart and confess with your mouth, you shall be saved. All right, that's it for today. Amen, hallelujah, glory be to God. I am not out of words, but God knows I'm out of time. Father God, in Jesus' name, help us not to be in the right place in the wrong time today, Father God. We cancel bad news. We cancel tears. We cancel sorrow. We cancel premature death. We cancel it, Father. It will not take root. It will not prosper. It will not come to pass. We bind absolutely every spirit of retaliation in Jesus' name, and we seal this service by the word, by the blood, by the spirit, cast it at the feet of Jesus, decree and declare, and declare and decree. Amen. If Satan is defeated, darkness is dispelled, and Jesus Christ, he is the King of Kings, and Jesus Christ, he is the Lord of Lords. Amen, amen, and amen. Everybody have a good day. Amen. Walk in the blessing. Amen. Because the blessing manifestation is already here. Amen. Pastor Alfreda, Philadelphia. Tighten that belt, baby. Tighten that belt. In Jesus' name, I love you. Amen.
Fly.